Cornwall Group. And now we'll move on straight away to our next guest that we spoke to earlier on. We spoke to Peter Blackman, who's the chair of South Woodham Ferrers Health and Social Care Group. And he has been a part of the ambulance community as a first responder and a patient and public representative on the East of England Major Trauma Scheme Board. And this is what we asked him during the interview.
We have the pleasure of the company of Peter Blackman here with us for the breakfast show. Mr. Blackman is chair of the South Woodham Ferrera Health and Social Group. Peter, thank you for coming on to speak to us.
Not at all. You're welcome.
Thank you. Let me start by asking, for the benefit of our listeners, if you can tell us a bit more about yourself and about the South Woodham Ferrera Health and Social Group. How did it come about, and what are its aims and objectives?
Well, thank you. Well, South Woodham Ferrers is a new town, a relatively new town. It was billed as the new riverside town because it's on the River Crouch. It's in Essex. It's about 10 miles south of Chelmsford and has a population of around about 20,000 people these days. And a Millennium Project was started in 1999 because as a new town, there were feelings that we weren't getting as much in terms of community and health services and things as other towns. And so in those days, it was the GPs, the doctors, who started it off. I took over the mantle of running it around about 2005. And the aim has been really to promote and campaign, I suppose, for better health services for the town. These days we concentrate on representing the town in consultations about health and social care services and keeping our people informed about things that are relevant to them. And that might include things like GP and pharmacy services, up to dealing with ambulance services, hospitals, and even things to do with things like major trauma. I was a complete novice at all of this back around about 2000 when I was asked to set up our community first responder ambulance volunteer group, and then got involved in healthcare stuff. And I was the first chair of the Essex and South End Link, which was the county body for representing patients and public. And I've taken on various other things over the time. I'm actually the patient and public representative on the East of England Major Trauma Scheme.
Oh, I see. So you've got your hands full.
Certainly have.
And did you have a medical background? I mean, what drew you into this kind of work?
No, not at all. No, it was I was drawn into it because I was someone who'd helped out with doing reviews of things like community services. I had a bit of a background in research work, and we've got a shared church here. Because it's obviously modern and you can't get planning permission for individual these days. And the chaplain to the ambulance service was the one who originally wrote me into doing the ambulance responding, and it sort of carried on from there. So it's been a bit of a community and a faith-based project.
The pandemic has been quite trying for all of us. What have you been able to accomplish? What were your objectives and the accomplishments during this period?
Okay, well, we were very fortunate. We'd recognised that we needed to move into a more e-communication-based organisation. And during 2019, we got a very good administrator who launched a new website and got us some into social media, etc. So when the pandemic arose, we were in a really good position to be able to keep everybody informed. So part of our role has been to keep everybody up to date. So at the moment, sadly, we're posting literally daily information about the statistics, which show that in the last week, the number of infections in our town has risen dramatically from around about 30 up to 98 in the week finishing the 18th of December, which were the latest figures that I've got at the moment. But then also we were contacted, because we're well known by the medical and social care people, we were contacted by our GPs and pharmacists in March and asked if we could help with the volunteering side. And so since the 23rd of March, we've been doing things like delivering prescription medicines to people who have been isolating and shielding without local support networks, and doing welfare checks and support. So probably 90% of our stuff, and we're nearly up to 5,000 tasks in that time. We've been delivering medication, but then also we've been going around doing reviews for the doctors to see how people are doing, if there's concern about them, checking up on people who've been out of touch to make sure they're okay, that sort of stuff.
Mm. You mentioned volunteering there. Do you think that this is a symptom or aspect of a sense of community? Do you think that the pandemic has raised our sense of spirit and community?
Yes, we've needed to build up a team of volunteers to help with this. So to start with, it was just me and my fellow officers, most of whom were having to isolate. And then the demand for volunteering increased quite dramatically. And we've now got a team of a dozen volunteers who are helping to do all of this. And certainly we've found that there's been a really good community spirit. So we work, for instance, in conjunction with our local food bank and that sort of stuff, and obviously all the other sort of community and pastoral care groups that there are in the town.
Coming to the vaccine now, because things are looking promising now. I mean, it does bring promise to the future, it looks. But the future is also somewhat bittersweet, because there is another strain emanating, and also Essex has moved into Tier 4 now. What challenges do you think lie ahead, and are you hopeful?
Well, you're absolutely right. The new strains, because of course we've just heard about the South African one as well, are certainly big challenges for us. And the growth that I've already mentioned just here and all around us is extremely worrying. And that's definitely the immediate challenge. The fact that our hospitals have had to stop doing a lot of their regular elective stuff, that's a real tragedy, because obviously we've been working so hard to try to avoid that happening, because we know the impact on people who've got very serious other conditions that really do need their treatment to be ongoing. So it's a real shame that's happened. Certainly in the short term we've got challenges. So for instance, our local secondary school, they've got to start setting up testing that they've been told they've got to do on sort of the day before term broke up. They're wanting volunteers. Our GPs are getting ready to roll out the vaccine in the new year, and they're going to need volunteers. You've got lots of different schemes, and everybody needs people to help, because all of this needs a lot of support. And I'm not quite sure where all the volunteers are going to come from, but that's certainly a challenge. I am hopeful. I believe that we may well be over halfway through this. I really believe that, I think that people were over optimistic, saying that they thought we'd be over this well by Easter, because I don't think they'd looked at their calendars and seen Easter's fairly early this year. Right. But I'm hoping for a reasonable cricket season next summer.
Right.
I suspect we'll probably have to start with some COVID regulations, but hopefully the people who are saying that we might be able to think about some sort of summer holiday, hopefully they're right.
Right, okay. And you hope that by next Christmas everything will be normalised, I suppose?
I hope that everybody will be able to celebrate their festivals during the coming year a lot better than we have in the last one. And I do hope that by the time we get to next Christmas, it will be much more familiar. We may have to have some sort of new normal, who's to say. I think it's too early. I think one of the lessons that we've learned from all of this is that we need to be patient, that we can't have instant answers, and it takes a while for science and medicine to work things out. What I do think we must be very grateful for is the speed that we've managed to come up with a lot of these things, because it's unprecedented. I know that's a word we've used a lot, but in the past it's taken 10 years to produce a new vaccine. We've managed to do it in under a year. So I think we're blessed with that.
Right. Thank you very much. On that positive note, let's conclude.
So that was an interview which we held earlier on with, that was Peter Blackman. But of course, we've come to the very end